Sir, I'm calling about your son.
My son's in Iraq.
Your son was in Iraq, sir. His unit arrived stateside 4 days ago.
The late-night phone call is a mystery to retired military policeman Hank Deerfield. His youngest son, Mike, following in Hank's footsteps, enlisted and served in combat. But now Mike has disappeared after returning home from a tour in Iraq. Hank travels to the military base and starts asking questions, but the overworked local police detective doesn't exactly encourage his investigation.
You gotta take that to military police.
Well, I'm trying to keep my son out of more trouble. Hey, I know you're busy, but all I need you to do is make one phone call to his bank and find out if he's made any withdrawals or used his credit card in the last week.
Retired cop or just watch a lot of TV?
Military police retired.
Then you should know. Army has jurisdiction over its own personnel.
The discovery of Mike's dismembered body changes what had been a missing person case into a murder investigation. The police detective, embarrassed that she so quickly dismissed the case earlier, is now determined to solve the homicide, but gets only limited cooperation from Army officials.
You didn't think I'd want to interview them myself?
Just trying to give you a leg up.
Thanks, I sort of like to do my own detective work.
I'll tell you what. Read the statements. If you still want to question them, I will be glad to take the request to my CO.
Perhaps you misunderstood me. It's not a request. I want the list of the men in his unit.
On your desk.
And I want to interview them this afternoon.
Meanwhile, Hank does his own interrogations as father of the murder victim and also a military veteran.
Did he ever say anything to you that I should know?
No, sir. I mean, you see a lot over there, you don't want to talk about it, even with your buddies.
Yeah. But he did all right, Mike.
He was a first-class soldier.
As he learns details of what his son saw and did in Iraq, Hank questions his own beliefs. While intensely proud of his military service, which he sees as a noble calling, Hank also begins to understand the difficulties of living with the post-traumatic stress disorder that afflicts many war veterans and may indeed have cost his son's life.
I got a honorable discharge, if you could believe it.
It's the Army, I believe in it.
I hated it over there. I couldn't wait to get out. After 2 weeks here, all I want to do is go back.
In this movie, I'm playing the father of a damaged veteran of the war, and I think the father's a little bit damaged in his own way, you know.
Tommy Lee Jones stars as Hank Deerfield.
But I think the damage that he's undergone is, I think he's suffering from blind patriotism. You know, he's a victim in his own way. And he pays a price for that. I think that our character finds his idea of nobility, as you put it, somewhat challenged by the end of the movie.
How are you adjusting?
Being back?
Mm.
Hasn't been that long.
Call your parents?
My mom. My dad and I aren't close. Did you guys talk much?
Sure. We could have talked more.
Writer-director Paul Haggis based the script on a true story and then cast real Iraq War veterans as key members of the dead soldier's platoon.
It was very selfish as an artist. I really wanted to be able to work with people who knew a lot more about this war than I did. I could write what I thought happened, and I did a lot of research, so we didn't have to change any of the dialogue. But, boy, when they said it, you believed it. You know, when they talked about the experience there, you knew they brought something to that.
They include Sean Hughes, a decorated Marine who was on the front lines for 2 years.
Ever since I got back from Iraq, I felt compelled to explore that experience and to try to translate that experience creatively. So I look at this as a continuation of that.
Charlize Theron plays police detective Emily Sanders, and the South Africa-born Oscar winner believes this film deals honestly with its subject without trying to overwhelm the audience with a political viewpoint.
To me, this was a human story. It was about people. Politically, I didn't feel like this carried any kind of agenda. I didn't feel like there was any liberal or democratic or Republican kind of message behind it. I didn't feel like it was pro-war or against war. I felt like this was just the truth about the realities of we are at war, and we are sending these very young kids over there to go and do something that very few of us will go and do. And I have a great respect for that. But this story was just, it was the truth. It really happened. That to me was heartbreaking.
Yes, for my help.
You're a good father. You don't have to prove you loved him.
In the Valley of Ella features Susan Sarandon, also an Oscar winner, as the bereaved mother. The film's title comes from the Bible, which says young David confronted and defeated the giant Goliath in the Valley of Ella. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.